Okay, a couple of things. So the schedule, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to do Kidneys. Wednesday, Yair asked me to give a shiur in Haggadah, so we're going to have that shiur. And then we're Be'ez Manim. Be'ez Manim in a week. It's not like a month Be'ez Manim. So we're off for Pesach. You know, I was told a story that in Square, you know, everyone lives there. Everyone lives in Square, all the Talmidim, all the Rebbeim. So they had yeshiva during Chol HaMoed. So Rav Moshe Bick was visiting the Square Rebbe, I was told, and he saw that the kids were going to yeshiva Chol HaMoed because everyone's there. So he told the Rebbe he doesn't think it's right. Kids need a little break. So from then on, they gave the kids off on Chol HaMoed. So we also take off on Chol HaMoed. Doesn't mean you shouldn't learn, but okay. So that's, and then Be'ez Hashem, the Bechinas, you sign up for, you know, this week. Well, you know, today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Be'ez Hashem, Sunday is a travel day, so Monday we'll be back, and Monday after Pesach to continue. In Vosso Bechalov. And we want to wish Mazel Tov to Scott Haberman on the birth of a baby girl. Mazel Tov.
Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Olechal Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Olechal Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechol Yisrael.
Okay, we're going to say. Now, I'm not a Baal Moifes, so to do three packets in an hour is not really possible. So let me explain to you what happened exactly. I actually made these packets for my regular shiur. So on one Sunday, I gave the first packet. And then when I was making the second packet, I said, no one can really understand this packet without having known Hilchas Tarovis. So really, I should give this packet to the Smicha fellas. So that's how... And the third packet as well. So I'm giving you all three packets. I'm going to summarize the first packet quickly. And the main focus is going to be on the second packet because that's the Yerideya packet. Okay, the first packet is about Achilas Kidneys in general. Now, Kidneys is clearly a minhag. And why did they make this... Why was this minhag made? So there were two main reasons, and a third reason that'll take an hour and a half to explain. But the two main reasons that were made was, one is asi lachlufi. In other words, page 4, the bottom in the Rabbeinu Peretz. Last two lines. The karla kitni is midah de midgan, whereas like some of my other shir said, it's something that you pile up in a silo and you make bread out of it. Kimo chameshus aminim. V'kachos ilachlufi. So what does that mean, osilachlufi? It means like this, that a person is going to make, say, bread out of kidneys. Now, kidneys is not chameshus minik dogon, so it's not chametz. But if I'm going to have flour, and I'm going to make kidneys cookies, right, with flour and water of kidneys flour, a kidneys flour can't become chametz, and not chameshus minik dogon. So then, one day, someone's going to just say, you know what? I can take regular flour and make cookies. They're not going to know the difference. So therefore, the minhag became to aser kidneys, because you'll come to a mistake. Now, in that frame of logic, if you would, you know, go with the anything that you make cakes and cookies out of. So, you know what the main kidney should be? Potatoes. Because what are they making all the cookies for Pesach? From potato starch. So that gufa. And you look in the Chayyadim on page 12. The Shamati Shabakal Kodosh Pirva Bishnas Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph Shaya Rav Gogol Vashkenaz Hoshiva Bezdin Vihitiru Bulbas. Bulbas are potatoes. If you ever took Yiddish here in the college, young Montik Bulbas is a song. Dick Bulbas. Right, exactly. So that's the bulbas. Bulbas are potatoes. So they had to make a yeshiva's bezdin to mat your bulbas. Shekorim aired apple. Aired is the ground. And the apple from the ground means potatoes. Ki ba'ashkenaz ein ochlim gam kein bulbas. Ki sham osim kemach behem. So, okay, so that, so obviously we don't assume like that. But if, so we assume either because bulbas are not midi de midgun. You know, there was like someone explained in the other shir that it's not something you put in a silo. So that wasn't chlal the minig of kidneys. But in Ochanami, there was an opinion, there was a time and a place that they considered potatoes bulbas. In other words, that was it's dumya to the regular grain.
Grain.
It was anything that's similar to grain. So maybe.
That's from the language of digul.
Yeah.
Where does digul mean? Like that piling.
Right, that piled up. Right.
Where do we get that?
I guess.
Where do we get that nourishing digul?
Okay, so one could have said, and there's a Maisa Shahaya in the Knesset HaGedoyla. What page is that? What page is the Knesset HaGedoyla? Four. Knesset HaGedoyla.
Five.
What page?
Five.
No. Knesset HaGedoyla. What page? No. Not here. Knesset HaGedoyla is not here. Oh no, that's in the no. Okay, forget it. That's in the other packet about Gebrox. Okay, forget it. Okay, so that's one. That's one. And then the other thing is what the Torah writes. the tour on page 6. He writes on page 6, going over to page 7. Yesh osrim lechol orez v'chol mine kidneys v'tafshil v'she mine chitim misarvin b'hev v'chum yisere huzu v'lo nogu kei. So the other thing is that there was kernels of chita that were often got mixed in the rice or the orez and the other things. So we're afraid that you're going to make a tafshil out of it, and you're not going to be makpid on chimutz because it's a midi the whole bali de chimutz, but maybe there's something in it that could bali de chimutz because these things very often had a chitim urav bahem. Okay, so that's the general.
Once again, it is now 9:35. If you're still upstairs in the building or downstairs in the lunchroom, please make your way to Lamport Auditorium. Is it time to start? We want to make sure that everyone is there and we start on time. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that is the. Then there are a lot of details in the Minhagim, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about what about things that. There was no minagon things that so he wants to be makel on peanuts even though the minag is not to be makel on peanuts. There's a discussion about quinoa, that's the more modern discussion here, page 20. There's a lot to say. You can listen to the other shiur where I discuss that more barichas. And but those are the two basic ideas. Now, what I wanted to do, since we learned Taruvas this year, and I want to show you how Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, you know, you should learn this. I guess someone should learn the Taruvas of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. You know, and the yeshivas is not part of the yeshiva syllabus in any yeshiva. Unless you learn Eben Ezra and things like that, but most. People, because Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's tshuvas are for Balei Horah. You know, most people in yeshiva are not holding by Horah yet, so therefore they never learn Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's tshuvas. So yeshiva boys never learn. So yeshivas here, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, at least they should learn tshuvas from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, because Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was the posek hador. You know, we don't understand this. You know, like the Mishnah Berurah is a very famous Sefer Halacha, but who did he go to for a Haskama? You know, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was one of the people who gave a Haskama on the Mishnah Berurah. You understand? So people don't understand because in this day and age, that's not what people understand. So, okay. So there's a Rambam. Let's look in page. So packet 2 is the main packet that I want to focus on today. So we've discussed the Shita Tam Keiker, that the Rambam Shita is that if there's Kedzayis B'dei Achilas Pras, so that's still a Daraisa if you eat the whole Pras and you have a Kedzayis. And after that it's only the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz and Matzah Halacha Vav, that kares, even if you have a kazayis b'chnei achilas pras, and it's mixed in with other things that are not chametz. So he says, "Eicha yavim kares ela al achilas atzmo shel chametz, aval iruv chametz god kuta chabav li sheikar madi kol adom mehem midvarm shachametz mur behem im ochlam bePesach loke ve'ein bo kares shenemar kol machmetz sloch zochelu." A medva mamur kshachal kizayis chametz betoch taruz kdei achilas shalosh beitzim hu sholoke min haTorah. Ve'im taruz kizayis, but if you don't have taruz kizayis kdei achilas pras, so. Ain't a loka. So the Elamakin also Makas Mardus. So after Kazayas Bechel Klilas Pras, the Rambam Sheet is Tam Kikar, it's only Midivrei Sofer. But even if you have a Kazayas Bechel Klilas Pras, it's still not an Issa Karis. Because you might have thought that Kazayas Bechel Klilas Pras, so that's the Tam Kikar Daraisa according to the Rambam. It's the Raisa by, I mean, it's Tamo Mamosho, Zayis Be'achilas Pras. So it's a Gzeir Sakosuv that know that Eino Och, you only get Kares on Chometz that's not the Tarubis. Even if the Tarubis is Gzeir Be'achilas Pras, and that's normally Tamo Mamosho, you don't get Kares. And others disagree. You have the opinion of the tour on page 5. The Davka Shemba Tarubas Tam Chomets is going to call Eilu She'ein Nosnin also Elokiyu Ba'alma. There are certain things that even though there's Kedayas Le'achilas Pras, but they're Shvach. They're not, the Tam is not really, they're just Shvach Tam. They're only Elokiyu Ba'alma. We only give a little bit of, but we don't even call that a tam. Aval yimishbo tam chametz chayavim. There were certain food items that just are weak in its you know certain types of biyashecher hamad, you know certain types of things but if yishbo tam chametz chayav the tam ki yigur daraisa may nam sheimbo kizayis veachilas pras the yishbo kizayis veachilas pras chayavim alof. So others disagree, the tour, that there would be perhaps Kari's place if. Okay, now, there's a famous Trumas Hadeshin. It's quoted in the first packet. The Trumas Hadeshin I think it's quoted in the first packet. What page? Page 24 in the first packet? Yeah, so he says like this. He has a tshuva by Kidneys. So in the middle of the tshuva, he speaks about oil. So he says, yeah, the first passage, 24. So he speaks of the Nirgam Gemudal Hanospa. He says, you can get Hana, also Tfuah Bech Pesach, you want to get Hadlaka, Meshem, and Zera, Shumzver, and Kanvas. You can get Hana, you can use the oil of kidneys to light a menorah or something like that. Getting hana is that, and having it, keeping it in your house is okay. These are hananami in el balav. So on these things that you don't have kares on, there's not real chametz that you have, real iser chametz of. So therefore, the iser was things that by chametz there's an iser kares. So then they were machmir by kidneys. But if there's no kares by chametz, so by bal yirah there's no kares, by hanah there's no kares. So then. That should be okay, and that's brought in. So in the Ramah in Tov Nun Gimel on page 7, back to packet 2. Yupasha Dain Osim Bidi Evanim Noflu Tocha Tapshil. So first thing he says is that if there's a tarovus, it doesn't aser. Your kidneys. And look at the Chok Yaakov, Miloshan Rav Mashma, a few like a shishim, gam ke mutar, a few bachilim. So he thinks that even if you don't have shishim, right, it's still a tarovus, and that would be mutar, maybe even bachilim. But the Truma Sedeshin maybe is mashu, you need shishim, but you don't have the yisim mashu. V'igur nir likidas achronim kevin shebalav hachi huchumer v'harchoke ba'alma chomokim rov al kolpanim. You need rov. That's what Rav Avadia always says. Bottle b'rov. Im lokein lo mikri taruv is klal. Right, if it's not rov, if you have more. So that's why a lot of things, products that we don't, you know, like have the corn syrup and the sodas and things like that, could be mikra din even for Ashkenazim are a batel barov. No. I mean, that's the shaila of something is. No, that's the shaila of the Radvaz and the others. If you buy something, is that aim of avlenes lechatchila? If you don't hold like the Radvaz, then it was already it was already you were mevatel lechatchila.
But let's say like in this case, like generally people buy these like coke. People actually, I think, often prefer the sugar.
Not
the company makes
that
it's cheaper, but
it
won't do it.
Yeah, right. I mean, so you right. And anyway, it's Hashi says if you don't hold like the Radvaz, then
right.
Yeah. So Hashi says, like Rav Avadia pointed out, most of the things would be butel, barov.
Why is the OU
asked for them? Well, the OU never relies on Bittel for anything, like Rav Shechter pointed out, because that's the policy. They don't rely on Bittel. So that's a policy. That's not a halacha. That's a policy. Like Rav Shechter said, because people are thinking that they're getting something that's totally... and they're not, even though Al Pi Din, it's mutter, but that's what Rav Shechter pointed out, they don't rely on it. So that's not that doesn't mean that it's... What OU holds is they're not claiming to hold what the halacha is. They're claiming to work with halacha and also have policies. So the policies are whatever policies they want to institute, not necessarily based on what the halacha is, but based on the policy. Like Rav Shechter said, it's a chosh and mishpat thing that people are thinking that they're getting something so they don't rely on any forms of bittul. Okay. Everyone can have their own policy. And then the Ramos says Khin Mutul Hadlik Bishman, and he quotes that Truma Sadesh, and Anasim Hem Vainam Osrim Nafl Tocha Tavshil. There's another Chok Yaakov on page 19 with the Ramos that says it seems to be contradictory. There's the Chok Yaakov points out because he says Haga Hamidik Shel Olechol Chardol Klal BePesach Afilu Nisarif Kodem Pesach. So how does that fit in with the other Ramah that says that Taruvus is Mutter? So the Chok Yaakov asked this question. He says Avagav Din Isbar LeEl Afilu Beruba VaAlma Botel Kan Mayim Shein Kan Taruvus Mamish. He says it's not. It just means that it's mixed in, but it's Sosim Khard and Oyaim coaching us on talking so they know Nikri community about a hard latsma who Nikri Vinikri Vinira. Okay, no, so it's not really a tar, it just means it's mixed in, but it doesn't have a real din tarovis. So that doesn't have a din real din, din tarovis, so therefore it's not even bitul bakal barov because it's not a din of a real tarovis. The Chok Yaakov is one of the, what is it, is it the same as the Shvus Yaakov? It's a classic Achron. Okay. So, now we'll look into Ber Yitzchak now, Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. This is the new printing of the, they didn't do so much in this new printing. I mean, they could have done, well, YU was involved in Machon Yerushalayim and YU, I don't know exactly. They should have done it with, you know, extensive, they have little notes, whatever. Okay, still, it's a clear print than the previous print.
In the second Ramah, where it says, can you make the Kibiyot
Yeah, I mean, he's saying the kidneys that we asked, so they're still also when they mixed in. So that part seems to be a steerer. Okay, so he says like this: the last three lines. We'll start from the beginning. Yisiv nishmas adam hilchas pesach she'osu afi marov nasu midvash from mirhu letzka came into ikar bekach. Near lahakil. So the nishmas adam. Osis, even if it's rov non-kidneous and miat kidneous, and he has daiti near al hakel. Al pi ma shekosav a truma sedeshin, the mutar lahanos mina kidneous be pesach. He says, "What's his yisod? The dafka lachila. The truma sedeshin's yisod is that only something that's achila." That this kares is the din kidneys, so that is the yisod that the truma sadeshin had. Oh, so once we have this yisod, so now let's work with the Rambam. We learned in the Rambam that ein chayavin kares rakal atzmo shel chometz, aval taruvus af bekizayis, but taruvus bechde achilas pras ein bekares rak loke. That once you have Rov, it's already, even though it's desires b'nechel his pras, there's no chorus anymore. So if those chorus anymore, so then there shouldn't be any din of kidneys because it's no longer a din of chorus. Kainkasa b'halachas b'chalas asuros. Perk Tezvav Halacha Gimel. The Achal Bais Chelev Aladei Taruvus Bechei Achilus Pras Einarak B'Malkus. Rami Yolif Shari Yisurim De'Einachai. Okay, so that's his first Yisod. So he says, Imkain, the Shitas Harambam, the Severe Leidei Chayevin Korei Yisrak Alatzmo Shalchomet V'lo Taruvus Av Sheish B'Zayich Bechei Achilus Pras V'Av Sheish B'Tam Gomor. In came the kidneys. After Nasul Hamid below Kiyu Ba'alma, Okalzea came in the Bechamid Gomer Einu Bekaris. Okay, now the kidneys came in the Bechamid Gagavna Einu Bekaris, and came Zedoma Lahana, the Logozu Bekidneys Machas the Lohavi Bekaris. Okay, so that's his first yisod, and he says where that that kidneys was only acid when the by chametz. If it had been chametz, it would have been bekares. So by kidneys, they made this minik to acid. So according to Rambam, once there's rov, is it's already mutter. And he says on the next column on the left side, Matzinim Kai Gavin the Bechulin, but Tarov is Demai. Right, there was a similar idea you have by Demai. Right, Demai is also a din derabbanan that you get Tzvua from Dam Aretz, so he choshish that he wasn't Mafrish. So the Gemara says, Nechulin, Tarov is Demai, lo gozru. After Kaimel and the Tam Kikir deraisa. So he says Demai is more of an Isser, and that's already in the Gemara, Mishnayis, and they didn't go to Taruvus. Because there's no, so therefore, came who didn't, etc. And that's similar to the Rambam that once it's Bataruva, so then there's no Karis, no Misa, etc. Okay, so that's his first Yisod. Then he says, take a look. Then now he's going to discuss how this fits into the various reasons that we discussed before, the two main reasons of kidneys, of whether osi lachlufi, that if you can use kidneys you might come to use regular flour, the number one, and the concept of that maybe the chitim were mixed in. So if you look on page 16, wait 1 second. Wait, so take a look on page 15, I'm sorry. For old Nirulani is Daidal Hokil. The bottom of the right bottom of 15. Old Nirulani is Daidal Hokil. After Lassos Hayain Sorov, they make schnapps min Hakitnius Levad. To make schnapps from kidneys. Near Turkos of Svarsa are strong kidneys, which from the Efshar Levar and Meadogan. Kachas of Beis Yosef. In other words, most probably something is going to. Shakosagan, Votam Acher, Kachas of Beis Yosef, Yeshua Chashashi Chlufe. Votam the Efshal of Arum and Adogan, Yeshla Hakshas, Echmutor Lachal Achitim, Sharabu Behem, Tsumachim, Shem Varim Achitim, and Tsumachim, Kedis, Besim, Tov Nun Gimel, Nechashem Efshal of Arum, Pchidim Smachim Havichamitz Gomer. Zeh Mikri Mimish Einu Mino. Vor Chitim Michitim Heinu Hanismachim Bilti Nismachim Yadua Kikasha Yosel Milvor Kidnius Michitim. Lachim Nismachim Bilti Nismachim Yesh Lachush Kikasha Maimach Mir Gam Michitim Nismachim Mechashash Yefshal Varam. In other words, say, forget, let's talk about regular chitim. If you have regular chitim, and so there could be some chitim that could be, that already got bloated and became machmitz. So you have to try to weed them out. But Lamaisa, in the end of the day, after you weed them out, you can make matzah and cookies from the chitim. Hakorach b'uchel chalak b'fizah d'vemes ein lochosh shaloi he shishim kidnes neged ha'novada yivaru heitev she shishim. Chashash Hashem yeh nishar gargir echa biyosim yishishim kivavara shaloi sharaf gargir echa koshim ma'od lachem b'chitim sheish behem mitzmachim tkevin d'aminog tochrem kodom pesach gamborim osam sheishishim vadin spatel mekodom ha'pesach ve'in achoz ve'neir achar shenasa lach b'lach kodom ha'pesach. Whereas, so the chitim you're going to make, so even if there's one chita that's already nechmatz, but and it's going to be an isha mashahu, but isha mashahu is only a Pesach itself. So you bake the cookies what before Pesach, so you're good. So it's lach balach. It's already got mixed in the isha, and you're good. Have a kidney is the ochel some be'ene v'lo. But by kidneys, if sometimes you eat it as not as a dough, but you eat it as a separate, you know, like peas. You eat so we're afraid that there's, so that's. Because as chametz is also b'mashahu on Pesach, before Pesach, it's bottled. But if it's yavish b'yavish, then on Pesach it's chozev v'neir. So therefore, we're afraid that the way the Torah is learning, that we're afraid there was a chita inside. Whereas, so if kidney is, a lot of times you eat it not making it into a cake, into a cookie, so then you're eating it like b'tor yavish b'yavish. So if there's one chita of chametz that's in there, so even though it wasn't nikar in his bottle, but it's chozev v'neir on Pesach. So fiza nichet fei the mai hitiru lishos lekidneys v'asru lechol. There was, we know that kidneys, the minig is that you could keep it in your house, but you can't eat it. So the Truma Sedeshin said the chiluk is between karis, that we only machmir and karis, and that's what Rav Yitzchok Aron says. That's why taruvis is mutter, because it's no longer karis. So he wants to say a different thing. Yes, fakmas that are isab yivamas the loshnab in kars lisalav. I shall omar that dafki bisalav the lokin alav bezelom chalkin ben isalav lisakars. I shall enkin hechadeim lokin alav zashabi yishkalik ben isalav lisakars. So therefore, by isar hana, maybe you could say a different word that according to the Rambam, that isar hana is now no malchus, as we learned. And lav bal yirod is no malchus, lav nitach lesei. So maybe that's another reason of why there was not necessarily the difference between karis and lav. Maybe karis and lav would be the same, but lav sheyesh bo malchus versus lav sheyin bo malchus. So that could be another svara why you could. In other words, the first mahalach he was working with was all totally on karis. So once there's no karis, so then there's no kidneys and anything that in the parallel of karis wouldn't be. There would be no. And then that's one mahalach in the Rav Yitzchok Fund. And then the other mahalach is to say no, maybe karis and lav are the same, but lav sheish b'malchus is a chiluk than lav sheim b'malchus. So by achila, that's a lav sheish b'malchus. But by all the other things, maybe it's a lav sheim b'malchus because either hanoa there's no malchus or bal yiroz nitak leasei. You know, there's a famous Rambam that says if you buy chametz for Pesach, usually the case is you're not buying, and even that case. There's a whole discussion why is that not called Lavanitak Lase. So that could be another mahalach that they only acid kidneys when there's a lav, when there's a potential lav, had it been chametz, where there's a potential lav of malchus. Oh. So what if you make schnapps from kidneys before Pesach? Ulatam on page 16, Ulatam on the right side, the Efshar Lavaro Meadogin Lagamre, the Efshar Shalishar Gargirecha, right? The tour. That there's still gonna be one Gargirecha out of Chita in the kidneys. You see, the question is, so if you want to eat, you know, something that you don't make, but say you make it into schnapps before Pesach, you make it into cookies before, most of the cases today are already manufactured, you know, beforehand. So they're already, he made the yain sarav korban pesach. That's also lach balach korban pesach. So lach balach is a mashu. No, is a mashu korban pesach, and it's not chozav v'neir. Only by yovish v'yovish is it chozav v'neir. But lach balach, it's not chozav v'neir. So if you made whiskey out of kidneys, lach balach korban pesach vade in lachmir l'fi tamze shabohet v'yeshishim k'neged asorim. So what's the problem that there's a gargir echad kvar nisbato, right? Kvar nisbato kodem a Pesach. Okay, so borim heitav yishir, and we know you already were checked them beforehand. So there's definitely shishim. Maybe you missed one kernel, but you definitely have shishim. In case shaborim hetev shebehem shishim ain lanu mokum lahachmir rak latam bebeis. So if it's, so he says like this: if it's mitzad din of chashash that maybe there's a chita there, and that chita is still also b'mashru, so maybe that shouldn't apply if you make it lach b'lach before Pesach. But if it's the whole chashash is osi lach lufi. So then there's no kula. Because asi lachlufi means that if we're going to let you make cookies out of kidneys, and you're not going to be choshish to stop it at a certain time, because kidneys can bake as long as it can stay in the water as long as it can. So maybe you'll come to do that with regular flour. So if that's the reason, then there's no heter. But if the reason is mitzad, so that's the reason that we saw in the Rabbeinu Peretz. But if the reason of the tour of Asi Lachlufi, then it should be okay. Omnam. So that's a nafkamina. So, but he says now. So now he wants to say chiddush here, and this is Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan's. Wants to say the following: that maybe, even according to the other shita, that osi lachlufi, it should be now osi lachlufi. There's no wiggle room. You see, if it's out, that there's one piece of kernel there. So if you there was a taruvus that was made beforehand, and it's lach balach, and you're keeping it lach balach. For example, you made the schnapps, or you made the cookies before Pesach, right? You have cookies. It was made before Pesach, so then it should be okay. He's saying. But according to our Sokhu, the Omnam, the MS Gamla Tam Alaz, Hish Hokin Biru as a kidney is become a Pesach, Nisbato Kona Pesach, Bishum Hashasha Chlufi, Gamkin Loshach Bazer, why? So this is a Tzushta he makes. We know that on Sukkos, that's we have to say something on Sukkos, that there's a Xeris Tikra, that you can't use beams in your Sukkah that are a certain amount wide because. Then people will come to say, what's the difference between the sukkah and my house? And then they'll come to, eat in their house. These are the sukkah, the mefakpek achas min anisarim musachim behem, avdeish behem rochav dal tfachim, lo shayach mazev zeres tikra, the bottle of hachi. They came with the oven maisa. You see, once you did a maisa in zeres tikra, to show that you know that there's a difference here. So that you did an action, as Basil says, you menanea one of the beams, so you did an action to show that you know this is different. So you're not going to come to make a mistake. Because you did an action to show that you know about the gzera. In other words, you have to, the whole gzera is that you're not going to be realizing that this is, that your house and the tikra in your sukkah. You won't come to make a mistake. But here you did, you were mananeya, so you, that was the hecker. You showed cognizance that there's a difference. So then, b'kai ha'gavna, the gzeres chazal wasn't niskan, because the whole thing is people are not going to realize there's a difference. But here he shows that there's a difference, that he did a pu'ula. There's that time in the Beisilil, the Sefer Lehachad, that came into Ovad Maisa Mochiach Shatikra B'sula, lo gozu bei. Now, of course, one could say that, you can't make a general rule maybe to all Takanas Chazal based on this, but he wants to make a dimyon here. He said, Alma de Matsirim Gzeris Chazal, Hechad de Osso Maisa Mochiach, the Odea Hapsul. It's not, I'm not cognizant that there's a problem here. Haraya, I did a Maisa, so that's enough. The Chazal were just afraid of the people who are daydreaming, who don't know the difference, and they're going to make the mistake. But you show you're not a daydreamer. אבל היכה דה עושה מייסה מוכיח יודע, זה פסול, אתה עושה ולא מן עושה, אז יהיה, זה מפורסם לכל, והוא בעצמו לא משכח, זה כאם דה עושה מייסה מוכיח. Okay, so one could say, what right do you have? So he says, look, what are we talking about here? We're not really talking about a Gzeres Chazal here. We're talking about a minhag of kidneys. So even though you might tell me, I can't be Madame Milsa or Milsa, who says that you can learn from Halach and Sukkah to here, but this is whole thing is Gzeres Geonim. It's a lower, it's not even. We didn't go through all the Gemaras, but there are many, many Gemaras that say Beferish that kidneys is mutter. So it's not Medina the Gemara we're talking about. Bechlal. In case Kosher came Gzeres Geonim Befrat, who chashash rechokal lachush liyavo lechol chomitz bePesach, vor betorah Beferish lo lechol chomitz. Kosher came Yesh lachol b'zehech da osa ma'isa mochiach. So what's his ma'isa mochiach? The birah mikodem pesach hadogim mena kidneys kedei sheyeh shishim. It's a ma'isa limto biyosim mena pikpuk. He went through. There was a whole thing. You're afraid that I'm not realizing that there's chitim. I'm going to be boydik every single thing to look for a chita. And even if I miss one, so it'll be. But asil achluf. So we said that's good. Maybe only according to the opinion of the tour that of taruvus. But according to the opinion asil achlufi. So they made a din of a chlufi, but maybe the fact that you did a bedika, so that's the ma'isa hamochiach, and maybe we can gather the whole thing shouldn't apply. That was his. Zeh machshir keli shem vavade kein osim ma'isa hamochiach lezeh lo shayich mezeh klal gzeira nal. Lanu gozum kai gavne the harbi poskim osvilach gzeira klal. Versteht sich. Many poskim never heard of the Isser of Kitnius. Oh, so then he asked the Kasha, so why don't you say the same thing by Kitnius Be'en? Kitnius Be'en. Right? In other words, I'll be boydig. So that's my mice I'm showing it. So maybe the whole thing. So he says, no. Page 17. Ach, Be'kitnius Be'en, Elochlam Be'pesach. That much he's not going to do. So he's the only one, he only said the Svara, if you make Kitnius cookies or Kitnius schnapps, he wants to say that Svara, that it should be mutter according to both sheetahs. But what about Kitnius Be'en? So Kitnius Be'en, Lo'ochlam Be'pesach, Vaday, Da'afim Birim, Heitiv, Be'kodim Pesach, Amkeid also Lo'ochlam Be'achatam Sheini, Lachmi B'shem D'yefshir L'varam, Sh'l'ishar Gargerechat. You see, because according to the reason that you didn't do a good job, that maybe Choshita, you didn't do a good job, so Yefshar Levarim, so and that's going to be Yavish B'Yavish, because when you're eating Kitnius Be'en, that's not Lach B'Lach, that's Yavish B'Yavish, and that's Choshev V'Neir. Aval B'Tochnon, V'Asa Mikodim Pesach, as a Yain Tzorof, but over there, it's in spatel kodem pesach when you make it a lach balach. So he says for the chlufi, so basically according to him. Most of the kitnius shilas that come up are usually not kitnius ben. I mean, in today's industry. So Rav Yitzchak Chochanan shita is that it's bottle berov, and according to both reasons, if it's a lach balach before, then it shouldn't apply, and if it's a and if you did something that it wouldn't apply even according to that reason. Then he says, but what about the Ramah? The Diyuk of the Ramah is that shemen you could use for hadlaka. So it's mashmi shemen you shouldn't be able to eat. So maybe that throws off this whole thing. Maybe you see from the Ramah not like this whole thing. I mean, the Ramah is just quoting the Trumas Hadeshin, because the Trumas Hadeshin is Matishmanim Lahadlaka. I mean, so it could be like one of the Achronim saying maybe that's just what he was talking about, but the question is that a good diyuk to say that he only Matishemin Lahadlaka? Matishemin Lahila, no. But according to him, Shemin Lahila should also be Mutter. So that's. So he's all made on every Nakuda here. So what about the Ramah? So he says, "Hadim avur barachayim, the gam hashmonim nasim ekitnius asurim." Because the diak is that it was only mutter v'hanah; it wasn't mutter for achila. But according to Rav Yitzchak Chochanan, it's mutter for achila because it's lach balach. And according to one opinion of Bittel, according to the other opinion, you did a ma'isa mochiach. So yeshloma the ma'ir de lo birur otzam mikodem pesach. So you didn't do a special birur, the special ma'isa before Pesach. So he just made the shemen. He didn't do a special bedika. So mela. So it still should be usher. Machtam diafshon sarve pesach the lord is by yeshlomo the mayim shalom birim also mikodem pesach and also mashmanim. Well, you could talk about that you made the shemen on Pesach. You know, so you made the shemen on Pesach. So then it's not a question of being the whole idea that he was matters. Is before Pesach. And he says that there was a minhag, and we'll see, this minhag that people used to make matzahs, not for matzahs mitzvah, obviously, but matzahs for snacks. Of kitnius. I mean, even the ochle, the people who don't eat kitnius, there was a strong minhag that they would make matzahs from kidneys before Pesach, and they would be borer, and they would eat it. He says, "Mehay time minicha." Look at the bottom left. "Mehay time minicha." Haminik shenagu akol afos matzahs min reske. That's a kidneys. Sheborim also hitev min garine daga mikonim Pesach. Beisafia einus arim lafosik der matzahs chitin. They would be borrowed them, and then they would bake matzahs, but they wouldn't bake matzahs, you know, be nizer that shouldn't become, because the mice, it's kidneys. Ah, you're afraid that maybe there's a, but they were borer hetev, so at worst maybe there's one chita in there, so it's going to be batel. And apparently this was common to So that's what Rav Yitzchok Kochanan says. They would not for matzah's mitzvah.
I know, but it's like kidneys for head.
No. Meaning they're taking kidneys, they're making it into a flour and a dough, and they're baking it. And then they're eating that, another thing on the menu for Pesach.
I thought you said like the kidneys be'en.
Kidneys be'en means if you're eating peas, that's kidneys be'en. Here, it's not be'en anymore because you... Yeah, because the bread you made a taruvus lach balach.
Anytime you have a cookie or a cake or anything,
it's already mished together. So Mamela, he says, so mitzad the svara of bittul, so we take care of that because it's already we have it lach balach before Pesach and it's lach balach on Pesach, so it's not going to be chozev
v'neir. But it's lach balach and what? I thought it's all kidneys. Taking the kidneys and making it into flour.
And
even if there
was a chita. No, kidneys is mutter. The only reason why kidneys is usher is maybe there's a chita in the kidneys.
Right, therefore we don't have kidneys.
That was battle in the lach
to lach,
called
Pesach. But he's saying that. He's saying they're only usher in kidneys when there'll be a chashash. Yeah. When there's a chashash of that, why aren't you eating kidneys? You're not eating kidneys because. You could have come to violate, right? So ichlufei that should be no heter. But the other thing is that kidneys be'etzim is not awesome. It's just that when you eat kidneys, you might eat there might be chametz in your kidneys. So you can make sure that there's no chametz in your kidneys, because even if there were chametz, then it's already it's batal. It's not chozev v'neir because it's lach balach. Then it should be okay.
Lach balach means kidneys and something else, right?
No, kidneys is mutter. Kidneys is mutter. Kidneys is only osur because of the chita in the kidneys.
Then
you can't get rid of. So you have to be choshish for that kidney. Maybe that chita is becoming chametz, and that's in the kidneys. But you had the tarovus before, and it's lach balach, and it's not chozev v'neir.
So the chita in the kidneys.
Yeah. But according to Asi Lachlufi, then it's like what you're saying. Then kidneys etzim is aser, because it's kidneys is aser al zayir al tzadat. So then there should be no heter. So he comes up with this chap that once
well,
he.
But if you're turning into matzah, why would that be a problem? Just like I'm allowed to have wheat matzah, I'm allowed to eat wheat as a matzah form. I'm able to eat the.
No, because here when you're not being nizher to make sure to. So they would go there, because if I'm going to come to this, I won't be miser by that. Right. But still, gzeira that you, if you're going to do that, then we answered it. We answered it be'etzim. There was Asi Lachlufi. He's saying the Rebbeinu Peretz's reason is a strong answer, but that's because then we make kidneys as chefzat isra. So then there should be no wiggle room. So that's why. So then he says, if you do the ma'aser before, so then he wants to make a tushtel between Zayus Tikra and then this.
So why isn't
it not for Kitnius Be'en? Because Kitnius Be'en is going to be Chosev Ne'er Midin, it's going to be Asur Midin the Bittel, because of the other reason. Inachanami, because of this reason, maybe it should be Motu, so he did the ma'aser. Mutter, but the reason of Bittel. That's going to be also because that's Yavish B'Yavish, and Yavish B'Yavish is close to the Neir and Pesach. The cooler, right? Okay. Okay. Now it's interesting that you know it's. There's not only Rav Shlomo Kluger matted this also. He said, we don't have time to do a, the main thing is I wanted to show you in this tshuva from Rav Yitzchok Hachanan that a lot of the yesodos that we learned in. That's why, like, when I was preparing it for my regular shiur, I was saying the guys didn't learn Taruvas yet, so there's no way, you can't start in step 15 if you didn't know all the steps till then. Well, once you know all the steps till then, so just quickly for a second, there's a tshuva in the Tuv Tam Vadas of Shlomo Kluger. He says in the bottom paragraph on the left side, Lidina Chas Lazgil Hatir Admini Kidneys Professor, Ani Lo Yitayich Lach Nosuch Menu Matzah Korim. So he speaks about this heter, the matzah. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer on page 6 and 7 of also being matzah, the matzahs of kidneys. Again, not for matzahs mitzvah. Matzahs mechite torgarma. And the Marshag here. Then they talk about make kidneys. There's a whole tshuva in the Marcheshes that maybe make kidneys mechalal is mutter. I mean it's similar to Rav Yitzchok Chanan. He says maybe it's Zeya Ba'alma is only a din d'rabbanan anyway, and here's a Zeya Ba'alma on a minhag. So maybe plus the other svaras that we've said here by Bittel, but the main yisodus we saw in this tshuva of Rav Yitzchok Chanan and. But he's not a yachid, Shlomo Kluger, and it's a whole discussion. So I again, and the Marcheshes has a big tshuva about this, about making this. So there could be a lot of different svaras. Look, Lamaisa, you know, the minhag ha'olam today is, you know, we don't eat kidneys even for Ashkenazim, even if it's, you know, as okay, most cases are taruvas. We don't need it, but there's could be, you know, a lot of shilas could come up, and makom holy, and makom this, makom that. There could be a lot of different svaras. So, but I think a lot of the yesodas that we saw in Yerideya, Rav Yitzchok Chanan blends together in this tshuva, and it's how he works with the two reasons and how he sees how that they apply. What? Yeah, so Kalim, Kalim also is a question of whether you can eat in the Sephardi. You could eat. So Rav Badi on page 19 is of the opinion. Sarev, he holds it's Batal Barov, he holds that he doesn't think it's a problem because it's gonna, anything the Kalim is in your food is going to be, like Shech mentioned, is going to be Batal Barov. Barov is not a machmir on this. Right, because Lamaisa, the Pashas is when we say that Kitnius is Batal Barov, it's even on Pesach.
Assuming there's comments in the Pesach. Assuming we're worried it's coming, there's one piece of coming, so then there's no bitl.
Right. But it's a chumrah on it's a chashash shema, because when the Chok Yaakov speaks, when the Chok Yaakov speaks about bittul, on page. Im noflu toch atavshil. Is Zachor even on Pesach itself? Yeah, okay. But that's a simple shot in the.
In some of this stuff, let's say he opens up his sodas, whatever it is, and he realizes all of his sodas weren't marked. Weren't marked with the peak.
Right.
So then, would you say that you should just have water in that soda, or would you say that you could use it?
So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan probably would say that.
The only problem in the non-kosher pesach is the soda.
Let's assume that's the case. Yeah, again, in the day we're living in today, you know, people.
That's good. Kind of also is kind of like our market is such that we don't need to
rely on that's the way. Right, but technically speaking, there could be definitely be what to rely on. On the different. Yeah.
When you call to your family, it's not funny because the whole company doesn't check the corner. So he says the only buzzer is if they don't check.
Right. In other words, if they don't check, you say. Right. In other words, if you don't check, if you use Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, right, it's luchli, then maybe. Right. If you use just the Chok Yaakov with the Ramah, it's batel, and that would be right, then that would be, like, I think Rav Badi holds, that would be okay. But he's making a good point, right, that put it to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. According to Yitzchak Elchanan, what he say? What would Yitzchak Elchanan say? I'll see what it would be. Yeah, it could be that Taker of Yitzchak Elchanan might be more machmer in this type of case.
It sounds like he holds what they hold, but now he's throwing on the
cooler. Right, he has his own thing. Yeah. Right, so. Right, but it could be if we didn't work with Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, we just work with the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah and the Chok Yaakov, that would be.
You would still say that it's not part of the last part before Pesach.
Because it's in other words.
You say it's not
part of the. I have to think about someone, but without Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, maybe. But he's making a good point. I have to think about that more. That either Yitzchak Elchanan wanted the dafka unless you say what that the government, you know, the companies are mapped to check, you know, because that's their. So that you say like that, the companies
that's
themselves that's part of.
They do that to send them off.
Yeah.
So what's the hacker?
No,
I mean,
there's never.
They're
a
saying they know
he's
right.
There.
They did it every day.
Right. So that's why they did it. But for me, I'm eating it because I know that they did that. Okay, maybe you could. Okay, you can be foul pill. Maybe because I'm not. It wasn't done special. Okay, Yesh Lodum is an interesting Shiloh, but. You know, it could be like in certain situations, like you said, like some Shas HaKach or something like that, even though in the industry of kashrus today, we have so many things that are taken care of, but, you know, people still make mistakes. And sometimes it could be a big bittul oneg yantif in certain situations that, you know, so people have to realize that there are, This one says kidneys, it could be the name of biblical kidneys. You could say like Ike, you could say against Ike, whatever. You could say, there's a lot to talk about. But I think this is, now that we learned Yoredeia, if you didn't learn Yoredeia, now you can appreciate it. So the chus of Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan's chus of Yogi and Aleinu should help the yeshiva be matzliach in many years to come.